name is Zakirene, and welcome to my video and podcast, God is Not Separate from You. In this video, I dispel the old, ignorant beliefs that we are somehow separate from God's source, and the misguided, childish fantasy that we are puppets on a string, here to prove our worth to receive favor from some mythical, vengeful, petty God, quote-unquote, and not be cast into eternal hell fire, which doesn't exist except in the movies. And I illuminate the divine truth that we are all God's source in human bodies, here for the joy of creation and the delicious joy of desire. Yes, there's nothing wrong with desire. It's a heck of a lot of fun. And the exciting adventure of creating those desires into physical reality, which expands ourselves, this planet, and the entire universe. Yes, you heard it right. Your desires are expanding the entire universe. And we all have the complete, unlimited power to create absolutely anything that we wish to create in our lives. And God, Source, the universe, all that is, whatever you want to call it, is there 100% of the time, 24/7, poised and ready to unconditionally give us anything and everything that we desire to be, do, and have in our lives. And all we have to do is get out of our own ways and allow these blessings to rain down upon us without resistance, such as trying to prove that we deserve it. So, I hope you enjoy this video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakirene, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love in my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, sessions, etc. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire and want in your life. If you get something from this, if you like this video or this podcast, please comment, share it with your friends. Let me know how much you love it. Bless your friends with these amazing teachings and check out the amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious creator of deliberate reality on my website at zakirene.com. More videos, more podcasts, more free goodies. And go get yourself a free copy as my gift to you for being the awesome superstar you are. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Without further ado, God is not separate from you. Source is not separate from you. The general old school perception of God and creation is that God is somehow separate from us, and we are all puppets on a string at the whim of a jealous, wrathful overlord, and we are here to prove our worth and prove our purity and prove our faith, etc., etc., to this judgmental prick of an overlord to deserve eternal goodness or eternal punishment. We've been dickheads. This entire perception of God is childishly ignorant at the least and has been taught for millennia because humanity believes itself to be lesser than magnificent. But this childish concept of God could not be farther from the truth. Bum, 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 bum. I mean, imagine that God is everything. Because, of course, God is everything. Imagine that all of creation, all life, is God's source. All planets, all plants, all creatures, all animals, all bugs, all snakes, all is all, and all humans, of course, and all creatures, and all ETs are all God's source. And all humans, and all other human-type beings across the universes, and all the planets, All the extraterrestrials and all the things you could possibly imagine are all God source. Imagine you are God source. All of this should be easy to imagine considering we have been taught that God created everything. So, since God created everything, then how can anything be separate from God? And how can anything be lesser than God? Just consider it. That means that even the concept of evil is not separate from God. That means you are God's source in a human body because God made you. So how can you be separate from God if God made you? Well, you can't. So, since you are not separate from God, source, all that is, whatever you want to call it, Allah, Buddha, then that means you have nothing to prove to God because you are God. You can't be lesser than God because God made you. And why would God make anything or anyone lesser than itself? It couldn't, he wouldn't, she wouldn't, and he, she couldn't. But you have been given the free will to play the fun game of being separate from God. And the fun game of being lesser than God, or feeling like you're separate from God, or feeling like you've been abandoned by God, or feeling like you've been kicked out of heaven, etc., etc., etc. And you have the free will to play the game of being sinful and unworthy, or even the game of being bad or evil. I mean, it's your choice. Humanity only dreamed up the concept of unworthiness and hell and damnation and judgment and all of that crap because when you make God separate from yourself and greater than yourself, you set yourself up for failure because the purity of godness then seems impossible to achieve. And we created the concept of unworthiness from being surrounded by people who also forgot that it was their own responsibility to create their own happiness and projected upon us that it was our job to please them. But people are fickle, and what pleases them today disgusts them the next. And it is not our job to make other people happy in the first place. So again, we were set up for failure by the impossible task of pleasing our parents and our relatives and our lovers and our friends and our bosses, etc., and our governments, and etc., etc. And because we wanted those people to be happy, but we were powerless to essentially make them happy, we experienced the feelings of unworthiness. So, I'm going to keep this simple. Instead of writing an entire book about the millions of intricacies of human psychology and what causes human suffering, I'm going to lay it out very, very simply. You are source, God, all that is in a human body. You are an eternal spirit in a human body. There is no such thing as judgment, punishment, sin, unworthiness, not good enough, powerlessness, hell, damnation, judgment, all of that crap. There is only God source. And God source is everything. And God source is everyone. Every creature, every speck of existence. You are not here to prove your worthiness or your purity to God or to anyone. Your worthiness is not in question and never has been in question and never will be in question because you are not separate from God's source and God doesn't make no junk. You are not here to learn lessons either. Again, the whole idea of lessons comes from some sort of idea that you've got to prove your worth and prove your purity or prove your enlightenment or et cetera, so that you can get through those pearly gates. But, you know, I mean, so life is not about learning lessons, because you're going to learn lessons along the way anyway. That's just the way life is. You're going to certainly learn. That is for sure, because the only certainty is evolution, growth, expansion, learning. Because God source is always expanding, always growing, always evolving, always learning, always expanding, etc., 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 always evolving. Everything is creation. You are a creator of this creation. Yes, you're not just a creation, you're a creator of the creation. Dig that shit, mofos. And creation never stops growing. You are the force of evolution and creation. Yes, you heard right. You are the force of evolution and creation in a human body. And you expand, and you're expanding the entire universe every single day with every single desire you have for improvement. You live right now, every day, and every lifetime. You live on the leading edge of creation. Anytime you enter a physical body, that is the leading edge of creation. You are a leading edge creator, creating on the leading edge of creation. You're not some lowly creature that's been cast out from heaven into the farthest depths of the universe, trying to prove your way to get back into heaven. Quote-unquote higher, non-physical beings do not see you as lesser than them, ever. The angels, whatever you want to call them, the ascended masters, do not see you, source, God, Jesus, Buddha, whatever, whoever, none of it, no one sees you as lesser than them. Instead, they revere you and edify you because of your grand, unlimited importance in the growth and expansion of the universe and the universes of universes. So dig that shit. You are more magnificent now and always than you currently have the imagination and awareness to imagine. Well, you can imagine it, but you are more magnificent than you can possibly imagine right now. But just imagine it. Just imagine how freaking awesome and magnificent you are. However much you can imagine yourself to be, you're a billion times more magnificent. Nothing, no creature, no human, no ET, no animal, no plant, no bug, no worm, etc., is lesser than anything else. How could it be? Everything is God, remember? Everything is Source, remember? The only judgment that exists comes from humans. All of the limiting concepts of shame and guilt and wrong and bad and evil and dark and sinful and the devil, etc., all came from the minds of humans. They're not real. They don't really exist. They're just fun games to play. Or sucky games to play, depending on your idea of games. These limiting beliefs do not exist from a higher plane perspective. On the higher planes of existence, people do not experience separation. They do not experience bad, evil, separation, etc. All these things, all these beliefs, they're just illusions. They're just a game that we have the choice to play or not. Lack, limitation, not good enough, lack of money, lack of love, lack of joy, lack of abundance, lack of resources, etc., are all just limiting beliefs, just ideas somebody came up with. They're not real, or they're as real as you want them to be. But you have the free will to play the game that they do exist and are real if you want to. Or you can play the game that they're not real and aren't important and don't really exist and are not a part of your reality. It's your choice as a creator. So, I reiterate, we are not here in these bodies on this earth to prove anything to anyone, especially to lovers, friends, relatives, and certainly not to God. We are here for the joy of creation. Nothing more, nothing less. We are here for the excitement and the adventure of expansion. The expansion of this planet, the expansion of the universe, the expansion of all creation. The basis of all creation is freedom. And we have the free will to be, do, and have whatever we want. And everything we think, say, and do is honored and celebrated and encouraged by Source, God, creation, the universe, all that is. We are here for the fun of experiencing contrast. You heard it right, folks. The fun of contrast. The fun of the not having enough. The fun of drama. The fun of famine. The fun of viruses and panic and fear, etc. We're here for the fun of experiencing contrast, things we don't like, and the joy of launching rockets of desire for the improvement of those things based on what we don't like and don't want. And then we're here for the adventure of turning those desires based on what we don't like and don't want into things that we do want and do like and appreciate and want more of. We do that by becoming a vibrational match to our desires. Then those desires manifest into physical reality. And we get to experience the miracle of creation before our very eyes. And we get to delight in our awesome magnificence because we created that desire into physical reality. Something out of nothing. Just an idea. Just a thought. We created something. We created a thought into a thing in unison with the entire universe of creation. We get to experience our awesome power as creator gods and goddesses. Then you truly can understand and feel and know and embrace your unlimited, priceless worth. So, amazing creators of reality, amazing expanders of the universe. Go now and be the awesome creators. Be the awesome creator that you truly are. Turn your desires into things and marvel at your magnificence that you were able to do that. Dream big. Dream bigger than you can possibly imagine. Dream big and manifest those dreams into physical reality. And again, marvel at your awesome, magnificent power that you created those dreams into physical reality. Accept your power as a creator. The power that literally creates worlds and universes and galaxies. Accept your unity with God, Source, all that is. Accept your unity with the universe. And become a cooperative force of creation with the law of attraction. The only law that you should pay any attention in the universe. It's the only law that really exists in the universe. And delight in your awesome magnificence. Revel in your awesomeness. And edify the magnificence of all of humanity and all creatures and all plants and all trees. And all bugs and all life. Remember, nothing is lesser than anything else. And when you live this unity in your life, that is when the magic really starts to happen. And every day is a magical adventure. Anything and everything that you desire to be, do, and have then flows to you effortlessly. Money, wealth, health, love, relationships, opportunities, travel, creative endeavors, etc. Whatever you want, all falls into place naturally and seemingly miraculously. It's a miracle, but it's not magic. It's not miracles. It's just how life really is and how it can be and how it should be and how you naturally are as a divine creator of reality. You are a magician. So, master of reality creation. Are you sick and tired of reality that's around you, deciding your life for you? Are you sick and tired of not living your dreams? Are you sick and tired of struggling to be happy, healthy, and prosperous? Are you ready to become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality to create the joyful, magical, abundant, healthy, wealthy, and happy life that you have always dreamed of? Then let me support you to achieve that. Let's you and I lock arms together. Let's work and play together. Let's travel the world together. Let's be abundant and rich together. Let's create amazing things on this earth together. Let's do what we have come to this earth to do, to accomplish, to have fun and be abundant and create amazing, wonderful, non-stop creations and adventures. Let's empower humanity together and help third world communities radically improve the quality of their lives by helping them remember that they are also God's source and they have the power within them to create whatever they want in their lives. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and I will show you a quick video or get you onto a little webinar, absolutely free, about a way for you to create the life of your dreams and create a life for you and your family, a life of non-stop fun, freedom, and fulfillment, which is why you came to this earth in the first place. You didn't come here to struggle and prove your worth and work hard so you could prove how good you are because you're such a hard worker and you've sacrificed. Life is meant to be easy and can be easy. Life is meant to be prosperous and can be prosperous. But you need something to apply your amazing, unlimited power of creation to help you create the freedom that you deserve and the joy that you deserve. So go to ilovefreedom.info. Let's show you how to accept your power. So take action now, and I will see you on the beaches of the world. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info, and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and if you were inspired by this, know how awesome you are, and you want your friends to also know how awesome they are and how powerful they are that they can create whatever they want in their lives. Share with them. Comment below. Tell me how amazing it is this teachings were. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, videos, podcasts, products, coaching, support, and guidance to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of amazing reality in your life. It's at Kyron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Kyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!